So a tremendous amount of money is going overseas from Australian resources right now. Also, those resources are driving climate change, and we do know that we're going to need to leave a whole bunch of them in the ground. An expert on this, fossil fuel divestment, please welcome Tom Swan.
Safeguard creation, because if we destroy creation, creation will destroy us. Never forget this. That was a radical climate activist, the Pope. He's another great climate activist. Our future depends on what we as a nation do today. This challenge is not of our making, but we accept responsibility to fix it. That, of course, was Joe Hockey talking about the budget, talking about the sustainability of our education system, of our health system, the sustainability of pretty much everything except sustainability itself. Joe Hockey talks about the budget crisis, but what about the crisis in our atmospheric budget? We want to forget, but we must never forget the huge calamities that are bearing down on us right now. This is a moral crisis of the highest order, and history is judging our actions. Science has known about climate change for decades now, and the scientists are now freaking out. If you were born in 1983, or more recently, you will see the world go beyond the 2 degree safety threshold before you retire. Your kids are likely to see downright catastrophe. That is, of course, if we let the fossil fuel companies burn their assets as they intend. What fortune, then, to know that the clean energy transition is well underway. What fortune to know that it will not cost the Earth. That is, of course, the whole point. But if you don't really understand the problem until you see that avoiding catastrophe means keeping trillions of dollars worth of fossil fuels underground. If that is radical, then so is the World Bank, the IMF, the OECD, and the UN. But that is, of course, why these companies have spent billions of dollars lobbying ferociously, rent-seeking, corrupting our public debates to promote denial and delay. They would rather us crash global civilization than pay the modest insurance premium of some halfway rational public policy. But if we see this with clear eyes, what then can we really hope for? Well, renewables costs are falling far faster than most people expected, and environmental regulation is rising, although unfortunately not here. But business will only move fast enough if governments force them to do so, and governments will only force them to do so if the people demand it. The only hope we can really draw is from social movements, and that's why it's so fantastic to see people out at movements like this around the country today. I want to draw attention to a few things. One, the Lock the Gate movement, what I think is one of the most important social phenomena of this country's history. Greenies and farmers coming together to fight the expansion of coal and coal seam gas across this country. And global mobilizations, like the People's Climate Mobilization on the 21st of September, will be the biggest climate event ever in advance of the Ban Ki-moon Leaders Summit. Get Up at Avaaz, we'll be sending you information about that. Please come along. But of course, fossil fuel divestment. If you have a bank account with any of the big four banks, and there are a number of their offices around here, if you have a standard super fund, then your money is being used to mine coal, to frack our farmland, to lobby governments to kill the renewable industry, and to wreck your future. Say no. Move to any of the other banks, mutuals, or credit unions. Move to an ethical super fund, and of course, read the fine print. There's a lot of greenwash out there. Our local community leaders face a similar choice. Do they continue to endorse the hypocrisy that will tank our planet, or are they prepared to stand up, say no, and divest? And I encourage you to get behind the local campaigns that are happening in the Canberra community. There's a campaign targeting the ACT government with its very proud renewables targets. It still invests in Whitehaven Coal and other extremely damaging companies. And of course, the ANU. The ANU students recently voted in a referendum, and although we don't have the formal results yet, the news from the scrutineers was an overwhelming support for divestment. Global victories in the divestment campaign, and we really should draw hope from this, include the World Council of Churches, representing 500 million Christians around the world, the British Medical Association, Stanford University, which Gareth Evans, the Chancellor of the ANU, said was the gold standard in responsible investing. It's now divested from coal. The Uniting Church National Assembly, the National Uniting Church, has just this week committed to fully divesting following the leadership of the ACT and New South Wales branch. And University of Sydney just this week has also agreed to freeze its investments in coal. The ANU should be ashamed that it's now being left behind. We've given them enough chance to lead. History shows that divestment works, and the fossil fuel divestment movement is the fastest growing in history. Divestment is all about retracting these industries' social license. Ultimately, it's about strengthening the arm of government as they battle the rent seekers, or should we say, twisting their arm. That brings me to this government. We're here today to reject this government's offensive vision for this country. It is so disgustingly obvious that they are not governing the long-term interests of the many, but in the short-term interests of the few. We need to discredit not just the people in this government, not just this government, but their very ideas. The very idea that, that you can get elected in this government by putting us all in such outrageous danger. But in fact, we give them too much credit. We misunderstand the situation if we think that this is merely a matter of ideology. The executive has been bought. We have let them be bought, and we can make this right. Better government means learning the skills of democracy, not just a sausage sizzle and a how to vote card every 3 years. It means conversations in community halls. It means conversations with friends. It means conversations with people you don't agree with. It means building petitions. It means calling strangers. It means writing press releases. It means pressuring your local community leaders. It means divesting your bank and super accounts. It means coming to rallies. It means going to trainings. And above all, it means giving a shit about this country. If you want better government, you have to get together and work for it. If you want an alternative, you've got to build it. If you love this country, you've got to fight for it. So let's fight for it.